The Big Apple is not only home to the nation's most diverse population, the New York City public school system also has the largest variety of so-called specialized schools. These academies concentrate on everything from science and the performing arts to social history and the city itself. About 25 besmocked and begoggled students are filling beakers of liquid nitrogen for a chemistry class experiment at the Stuyvesant High School in downtown Manhattan. STY, as it's known locally, was founded over a century ago as a manual trade school for boys. Today, it is world famous for a science, technology, and mathematics curriculum that has produced more than its share of Nobel laureates, field medalists, and other world-class thinkers. The 3,000 or so students here can choose from 55 college-level advanced placement courses, including such non-scientific offerings as Gothic literature, architecture, and graduating senior Ava Sadege's personal favorite, government.
Science is very important to America, but science can't really act alone. Science is laboratory science, but government is actually going out there and making science reachable to other people.
What are you planning to do next year?
Well, go to college, I'd hope. Probably MIT.
Eva and her classmates had to pass a fiercely difficult competitive examination to get into STY. And once they get in, says Principal Stanley Title, life doesn't get any easier.
I joke with the children that here at Stuyvesant, there are three things one can have. You can have a high grade point average, you can get sleep at night, or you can have a social life. Pick whichever two you like, because you can't have all three. There isn't enough time in the day for you to have all three of them. When I joke with the seniors and go, so how many of you have a social life? They look at me and go, what social life?
Not that there isn't fun at STY. The school does offer many extracurricular activities, including chess clubs, sports, and musical groups. Uptown in the Bronx, it's time to change classes at the High School of Computers and Technology, a smaller specialized school where enterprising students have rigged the classroom bells to sound a cuckoo alarm. Work and play go together here, says robotics teacher Stan Ellis, who is overseeing a student-led team project to build a hybrid-powered go-kart.
They like working with their hands. They like thinking things out. They work in teams. If you look inside on the chalkboard, they have ideas and they come up with solutions and then they try it out. They just love being here. They could stay here 24 hours a day if I let them.
In addition to the required academic subjects, students here are taught all aspects of computer maintenance and repair and graduate with Microsoft certifications that can land them high-paying entry-level jobs. But Principal Bruce Abramowitz stresses that the High School of Computers and Technology is not the sort of vocational school that once trained students for low-level factory and manufacturing jobs, where academic skills were unimportant.
Let's face it, in today's day and age, the kids who are out there repairing computers and people who go into the automotive industry have to be highly trained in technical and very adept at academic areas. I like to tell people that today's car has more computer-controlled components on it than the Apollo spacecrafts that went to the moon. I'll tell you, out of the kids that we have here that are graduating this year, I bet you none of them wind up in a fast food restaurant flipping burgers.
At a dance class at the Frank Sinatra High School of the Arts in Queens, New York, many of the students are flipping themselves as they rehearse an acrobatic bit of choreography. Sinatra offers specializations in dance, fine art, drama, and both instrumental and vocal music, as we hear here. Students must pass a competitive audition in order to attend, but they must also take a full load of the required academic subjects. The challenge, says Principal Donna Finn, is integrating those subjects with the students' chosen art forms.
We're talking about a real in-depth understanding, including the art history of the particular art form, the cultural significance, the criticism, and focus on the ability for students to be able to articulate about their individual art form. So they're supporting their literacy skills in every aspect of their education here at Frank Sinatra. I wish I had a school like this when I was in high school. That's what it's all about.
That combination has worked for graduating senior Richard Quattrano, a percussionist.
I get to not only excel academically and be challenged on a daily basis, but I get to do what I love every day. Music's my passion. I've learned to communicate. I've learned to analyze. I've learned to deal with people. And if that doesn't make me a well-rounded person ready to tackle anything, I don't know what will.
Other specialized schools in New York are devoted to social history, public health, writing, New York City itself, and the study of the future. I'm Adam Phillips reporting.